This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Never shown anger before. Still haven't Good evening, Medford. This is DJ Livy Rosk, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
Beautiful work, team. So, yeah, can you guys hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, great. So, we're just out here tonight. We got some real special guests on the show. We got some first-timers. You can talk into the mic, babes.
We're first-timers.
She's a little radio shy.
Yeah, the first time over here.
Sorry, what's your name over there?
DJ P Money.
Speak up, DJ P Money.
I said.
Guys, sorry.
Sorry, we got
my special guests are embarrassing
me. Play cool.
It's just a huge deal to be on the radio. I get that. So, anyway.
And Paige really has a huge laugh that needs to be unleashed.
P Money.
Sorry, DJ P Money. Anyways, Amanda, you really did us dirty on that first one.
Thanks, DJ Livy Rosk.
You a Noah Kahan fan?
Huge Noah Kahan fan. We all spontaneously bought $20 tickets to October 5th concert if anyone else listening in would like to join.
Yes,
sure
we did.
Sure, it's not sold out.
It's probably not. And we also went a year ago, so this is going to be our second Noah Kahan concert. He only added like 4 songs, so there's not a real reason for us to go again, but
we'll know all the lyrics.
We will.
The album actually came out on Friday, and we already know all the lyrics to those new 4 songs, so.
So that's really problematic for us, but don't worry about it. So yeah, we have some...
Wait, phone flasher.
Phone. Oh, phone. Man. Okay, here we go, team.
Senator Feingold's office, this is Olivia.
Hello? Caller, you can talk.
Hello?
Caller? Oh, we had a hang up. That's
what a
okay.
Strong
we miss you
start
already.
To the evening.
Yeah, we can call back whenever you're feeling stronger. So yeah, it was a little Noah Kahan. Our next song is queued up by our main girl, DJ P Money, and I have honestly never heard
wait,
it before.
Phone flasher.
Oh, phone's back. Okay, here we go. Hello? Is anyone there?
Amanda?
Oh, Kellen?
Hey, Amanda.
Oh my gosh,
Kellen!
Hi. Can you hear us?
I'm able to call. I can hear you talking and on the phone.
Oh my God, excellent. Okay, I was worried you couldn't hear me because I can't really hear myself in the headphones tonight, but that's just like part of the trade, you know? Things happen and you bounce back.
It's a pretty decrepit studio we got going here.
Whoa.
Sorry.
It is class.
It's vintage.
It's
for
vintage.
Sure.
There is graffiti. There is soul. Just like the music we play
it's
in the studio.
Out how delayed it is.
Sorry?
It's freaking out how delayed it is.
I know.
Kel, we really got no idea what you're saying, buddy.
Kel's tuning in all the way from Seattle, though, so we can't be mad about it.
For context, this is the kiddo that I've literally spent upwards of 17 years of my life with.
We just have listeners that span all the way to the Moscow.
Oh, my God. Okay, P-Money's going to get herself together, so we're going to play another song.
Wait, no.
She's going to try one more time.
We got to take 5.
I'd like to say that this song is dedicated to my domestic partner who also happens to be out in Seattle. And she showed me the song, and she's probably not listening, but she's here in spirit. So, XO, domestic partner.
I just got a text from Kellen. You're killing me. The call stressed me out. So that's probably why he hung up not once, but twice. We're all a little nervous to start off this radio show tonight.
No.
So we'll tune back after one more song.
The juices are flying. Wait, P Money, I just need your song one more time.
It's called Empty by Kevin Abstract.
Perfect.
Not dramatic at all.
All right, I want everyone to just lean into this one and really just, we're all here for the ride at this point.
Sweaty palms as I walk down this empty road. I got a mom, but we ain't spoke. And I don't know, I had a heart, don't speak to me anymore. And life get hard, but these last days mean many more. I'm just trying to get my bands up. Why you running through the banners? I don't understand this. You should find your way. I hate my yearbook photo. I hate my passport, I hate my last name, I hate everything it stands for. I should probably fucking transfer. Blue and brown jazz ports out of public transport. I never went to prom, now I'm stuck on the dance floor. Just holding your hand, just holding your hand. Be alone, I don't wanna go home. It's getting really late, so I gotta go home. Mom's blowing off my phone, so I gotta go home. Tattooed on my sleeve. I think about you all the time. I've waited for you all my life. I need you right here by my side.
Once again, that song goes out to my domestic partner out in Seattle, Washington, XO Babe.
Thank you for that. Honestly, a dynamic song. Thank you, Paige.
You know, has anyone seen the moon outside tonight?
Mm.
I think we need a love song.
Do we?
Okay.
I want everyone to just gaze out to the moon right this second.
Perhaps you're taking an evening stroll to a radio show.
Perhaps you're listening to a radio show. The options are endless for your night tonight. But they all include the radio show.
And the moon.
And the moon. So Paige is flipping out because she added a little banter there. And she's really nervous right now. But yeah, we
DJ
have...
DJ P-Money is what
DJ
it is.
DJ P-Money, yeah. Sorry. We have 12 listeners, which is huge because for...
Double digits.
Double digits. Our normal listening is like 7 to 9.
Uh-huh.
And it's usually just, I know, it's my grandma, my mom, my dad, sometimes my sister. But yeah, people are spreading the word that bird watching from 9 to 10 on Monday nights is where you don't only want to be, but need to be.
Has a nice ring to it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So does anyone want to talk about their day? Or should we play another song?
I think we should play another song.
Okay.
We'll keep you guys on your toes.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll get back to our days.
Shout out to the Fisters.
Hi, Fisters.
Are there... Guys, this is a non-sorority denominational...
No, but we just got some Fisters tuning in.
Okay, fine. Shout out to the Fisters.
And the Kisters, too.
We don't...
I don't think there's any Kisters
Sydney?
Listening.
Housemate Sydney, we love you. We see Sydney you.
Hey, anybody out there, you get half a point for support
right,
a sister.
Bye,
okay, we're done. Let's play a song.
Of losing, I used to win every night of the week. Yeah, back when sex and amphetamines were the staples of our childhood physique. You used to tell me we'd turn into something
Oh, you said life was much better than this. Yeah, but the closest I come to perfection is when you turn around to steal a kiss. But you never trusted tomorrow. Yeah, baby, is that any way to live your life? Well, you love this heart and this six-string girl, oh, but they've been out of tune, yeah, for some time. Say, oh, I love so many women, only so many women love and driving me wild. Yeah, they say, oh, you get lost in complexion and the structure of a well-placed smile. But luckily, oh, you never smile. Better that way to me. Sometimes it does. Oh, but you know you never trusted tomorrow. Oh, baby, that's just a problem of mine. Yeah, I've been thrown around by some bad ones, girl, on a good one. A new thing this time. Yeah, but you showed me that I couldn't be farther from the truth of the problem at hand. No, I could never say, baby, tomorrow, oh, I'll be right there. I'll be your man.
Amanda, that fade out.
Yeah, I'm a professional.
She's a skilled one over here.
But yeah, so thank you for all those listening. We're up to a cool 14. I've never been this high before. And
getting a little sweaty in here.
I am. I'm getting a little
no wonder
some perspiration.
I'm so
oh my gosh, Paige. She's so nervous. Who knew that stardom would get her like this? I didn't. But yeah, for all those who were wondering, we had a certain text sent saying, why am I listening to country right now? There's really no genre for bird watching. The tagline is little chat and little music, and all and any recs are appreciated. Oh my God, another caller. Nobody freak out, but we're freaking out. Hello?
That was a good song you just played.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
610 number. William?
William!
I'm going to cry.
Hello, my dear.
Okay, so DJ Willie P is just like one of the most iconic birdwatching guest stars that we've
DJs
ever had.
DJs of the century. Also, he played a very important role in inaugurating the home of 18 Curtis.
He did.
As he couch surfed for the entire first week of our residency.
With strep throat.
And now you all know their address.
Oh my God.
No.
Everybody. Oh my God. Will, keep talking.
Change the subject. So, Will, what's up these days?
I'm just honored to be on the show right now. Honestly, I saw that you guys were on. And I was like, gotta call into the homies. Couldn't miss it.
Aw, babe.
We miss you.
We do miss you. Come back anytime.
You guys have a theme for today? Any topics of conversation that have been coming up?
We're about to talk about our domestic lives and houses, so you really segued us well.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. But do you have anything else to add? Or
Amanda, can I turn up my headset?
Yeah.
No, just want to say hi.
Thanks, babe. We miss you.
Yeah, I'm lacking creativity right now, but miss you too.
That's okay. It's been a long day on the grind, I'm sure.
Today was actually Paige's very first day of work.
Which
where's she working?
Signifies the death of my housewife lifestyle, but it was for the best.
Pouring out for Paige tonight, everyone.
Don't worry, she still made it to Core Power Yoga by 5:30.
And Whole Foods by 6:45.
Domestic Paige will never die.
She'll never die.
Dinner was cooked for me tonight, though. Thank you, Mia.
Shout out to Mia. I was offered some of the leftover taco crumbles, but I...
As was Drew, my other
housemate. What is a taco crumble?
It's a meat crumble made for tacos.
He tooted eyes, but Mia, we enjoyed it. It was delish.
I know what you're picturing. Like tacos crumbled.
I was just like, why would anyone want a taco that's not intact? Anyways.
Yeah. We've had some real culinary masterpieces whipped up, though, so far. In our time in the houses.
Really
yeah.
Relishing in the access to a kitchen, might I add?
Mm, yes.
Honestly, I've been so impressed with Amanda's performance thus far.
Stop. I'm blushing.
Not only is it inspiring to all of us in the kitchen, but she also, it's, oh.
Another caller.
Another caller. I was just going to say it's rewarding because
it's
she
just havoc.
Makes.
All right, Will's still on the line.
Sorry, Willie.
What's Paige's job? Before I go, what's Paige's job?
Oh,
she's
researching.
She's research.
But you don't have research. To go. You can just hang.
We can have more than one caller.
Yeah.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Who else is there?
Hello?
Hi. Sam?
Hi.
Sam!
DJ Sam's throbbing. He's also been on the air before.
He's tuning in all the way from Germany.
Thank you, Sam.
Wait, Will and Sam, did you guys time this? Just for the listeners out there, they were former...
Freshman
year
roommates.
Roommates, right. Yeah, yep. They were freshman year roommates.
No, we did not find it. No.
No.
Wait, is Sam in Germany?
No.
He is there, and he has German roots.
He's
German
thriving.
Life.
Yeah.
A little bit of a lag.
Is there a lag? All right. Well, I think this is getting out of hand. So we're going to play another song, and we appreciate all the callers, all the banter, and this one goes out to our main girl, Liv, who will most likely cry during the song.
I'm not even going to deny that one bit.
Mm. Oh, Sam hung up. We miss you already, bud.
Pick yourself up, kid. I can't bear the weight. Pick your mood up, friend. We don't have the time when you find someone. We don't run away. Pick yourself up, kid.
All those books in your head. Is that all this really was? Just a role you played that you could hide behind? Is it what you want to bury yourself away before your time goes? I don't want a love that holds us back. I don't want a life that I can't have. Cause people need a melody to open their eyes, like a key to a memory frozen in time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that one, DJ Mandy B. For those of you who don't know, that was People Need a Melody by The Head and the Heart.
Thank you, DJ Little Rouse. A new album
that came out about 3 weeks ago now. Best listened to on Highway 2 driving through Eastern Washington to the quaint little town of Leavenworth, but that's just my humble opinion.
I also feel like it was pretty good on the quaint drive from the greater Boston area to the White Mountains in New Hampshire.
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Yeah.
Especially played on the trail. A little story for you all tonight. Me and Amanda with our friend Zach, if he's listening in, shout out to, he doesn't have a DJ name yet, but
if he comes on the show, he'll get one.
We'll get there, we'll get there. Anyways, we were just strolling the trail super casually. Amanda had her speaker
minding our own business.
Oh my god, did I just hello?
Hi.
Hi, am I on the air with bird watching?
Oh my gosh, hello, you are. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. To all those who don't know, Paige looks a little bit startled. This is our main man Talon, all the way from Texas.
Talon, I miss you.
Talon.
Hi.
I'm sorry, you cut off Liv's story.
Sorry, and Talon, I also don't think we've officially met. I've heard so much about you, but
Talon, I've met.
I did miss the most iconic Prince and Reunions tour last summer.
Yes, Prince Reunions is just the time of everyone's life.
The life of a West Coaster.
Next year, we'll all go. We'll make it.
I'll bop over at some point.
Talon didn't even make it this year, so that's when you really don't even need to go. But yeah, so we went on a hike this weekend. It was incredible, except for when we were verbally chastised by two hiking men telling us that they don't need to hear my music while they're on the trail, and if they do hear my music, they'd prefer it to be on their more high-quality speakers.
We met at a trail junction as if they had been waiting for us. He had spent the last mile working on his ethos, pathos, and logos to just completely obliterate Amanda and her credibility as a hiker.
Wow.
Anyways,
they don't even know.
I am often opposed to music on the trail just because I, like this anonymous old man, like to indulge in the sounds of the birds chirping, on and so forth. But also, Amanda did such a good job of queuing up the most like mellow acoustic, like exactly what you want to be hearing when you're bouncing around.
DJ, you must.
Yeah, she's really come into her own since then, and I've been really impressed with her playlist. So I was enjoying it, but he did attack her, saying that it was a common courtesy to not play music on the trail. He yelled at her for maybe 3 or 4 minutes, which in my opinion just escalated too fast. He didn't really need to insult like her entire moral foundation.
He did though.
Wow.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
And Talon.
I'm gonna tap out.
Thanks for tapping out, Liv, but we appreciated that story immensely. we have another sorry, what was that, Talon?
Sorry, maybe he just wanted to go bird watching.
He definitely did. He wasn't able to with the songs.
That was the glue that tied that entire story together. Talon, thank you so much.
He's always there. You need him.
I knew that if you were Amanda's best friend, you would be able to keep up with the banter.
Of course. I wouldn't keep him around otherwise. All right. We got to have another song for you all. We'll be back real soon.
Okay.
Bye, Talon.
We miss you.
Bye, guys.
The home stretch of the hard times. We took a hard left, but we're all right. Yeah, life sure can try to put love through it, but we built this right. So nothing's ever gonna move it when the bones are good. The rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel. Glass could shatter, let it rain. 'Cause you and I remain the same. When there ain't a crack in the foundation, baby, I know when it's gone, we're peacing. We'll pour right over while we stay put. The house don't fall when my bones are good. Call it done. Don't always go the way you
Banger page.
Thank you so much. DJP Money over here.
DJP Money, excuse me.
Thank you.
Thank you. She deserves that on the radio.
Just that respect. I'm sorry.
She does. We all deserve it. Yeah, that was a freaking banger.
Thanks.
We were really jamming out here in the studio. I hope you all were as well as home. So it's actually everyone's favorite time of the night. Paige, I'm really going to put you on the spot here, and I just want you to read this PSA for the people of Medford.
Whoa.
I really don't know which page I just opened to, but...
This is a really rogue binder, but
I didn't see this coming. I don't know what's coming, listeners.
Do I read one of
these? Yes, no, do you read the page?
Oh my gosh, okay, so guys, we're in for a bender. Live announcer, radio public support announcements is the title. Mm. Okay, here we go. Step out to fight diabetes, radio PSA.
Perfect.
Okay.
Only you're supposed to read that part.
Okay.
That was the title.
Oh, wait. I have times. Oh, I'm behind. Okay. Here we go. All right, guys. We're going to fight diabetes. Make every step count in the fight against diabetes. Join Step Out to Fight Diabetes this fall and help raise money for a cure. Call the American Diabetes Association at 1-800-DIABETES today. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's some other things that are very similar. We're going to join Step Out to fight diabetes this fall and help fight a deadly serious disease. You'll be raising money for a cure and helping the 21 million Americans with diabetes. Just do your part. You got to call that same number today, 1-800-DIABETES. You can't forget it. And once again, diabetes is a deadly serious disease. It has no cure, .. yet. Dramatic effect. It affects men, women, and children of all ages, and probably animals too. Let's not discriminate. Join us this fall and step out to fight diabetes, raise life-saving funds for a cure. Once again, call that same number, 1-800-DIABETES, for the fourth time, 1-800-DIABETES.
Wait, so can you give me that number one more time for all those in the back?
All right, everyone on your speed dials right now, 1-800-DIABETES.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
That was your daily PSA.
Mm-hmm. Glad I got to partake.
You really did an excellent job. I'm pleased you're literate.
I try.
Anyway, we just got, or you're getting some texts really flying in, but Paige, we just got a thing that Paige may consider a career in radio advertising. I think she should.
Thank you to all of the loyal listeners. It's always my dream job.
And just wait till you hear her laugh.
We're getting a sneak peek.
Right on cue.
So anyway, DJ Sam Straubin, who is not in the studio tonight, but is here in spirit, wants us
from Germany. Thank you for tuning in.
Gus. Big Little Lies, which premiered last night. Second season, second episode. First episode, second season really laid the groundwork for a lot of critical plot points, but there was an explosion last night.
So for those of you who don't know, Big Little Lies is an amazing HBO special, all-star cast. We got Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Shailene Woodley, the guy from Parks and Rec. All-star cast. Also, there's just the cutest freaking kids ever in this show.
I agree.
And it was originally based off a book, but the first season covered all of that. Second season, directors are going rogue. So our review of the first episode of season two, we were a little unimpressed, but so we took the liberty of inviting two friends who had simply never watched the show before over to our house.
Mind
to watch
you, DJ P Money was one of them. Yeah, I'm speaking in the third person. I have never seen the show, but I am an avid literate reader, as we have since discovered.
She is.
I've read the books.
She could hang because she read the book.
So I could hang. I knew the plot.
She hung well.
Anyways, it was heavy. I had to turn on closed captioning about 40 minutes into it because I just needed like a full like surround visceral like immersion into it.
Which happened to be like a huge scene, like a divorce.
No, I'm
like,
sorry. I had to go back and I'm really glad we did because we would have
fully missed. We're over.
But also a note about, you know, closed captioning, the subtitle situation. It also throws in like sound effects, so it was like poof. Like it was like, you know what I mean? Like the onomatopoeia
chimes,
words.
Chiming.
Oh yes, we learned what wind chimes sound like. We got a song out of it. Oh, we should have.
That was a good song. That was a good song.
We're gonna find it and we're gonna play it soon for you.
John Stevens.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
You guys will have to tune in next week to hear it, so we're just, you know. Little incentive situation.
Yeah, so also my family group chat, as always, goes wild during this show. So
it goes wild most days, but
It's called Schmeeg's Appreciation Group. For all those who haven't listened to Birdwatching any other time, my dog, nicknamed Schmeeg's, formerly named Cookie, she recently had gallbladder surgery, and she's like the most hot topic of our family, and we love her so much, but she's doing fine for all those concerned. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my dad said, I hadn't considered diabetic animals. Way to go, DJ P Money.
Thank you, Scotty. That one was a shout out to you.
We're just out here protecting little Cookie. Little Schmeeg's.
Little Schmeeg's, thank you.
That was ad lib fully, I must say. Not on the PSA, but I thought it was important.
Mm. Oh, way to be.
Wait, yeah, no.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah. And then also social family group chat, my brother just got out of work. So sad. I'm so sorry, Alex.
Oh, that's...
It's 9:30.
It's upwards of 9:30.
And I was complaining.
She was at 4:30. Paige was like, I'm still here.
Pissed. Hey, it's the first day.
Yeah, it's Paige's first day. It's Alex's, like, fourth week.
And everyone else's 4 week.
Okay, so anyway, Alex deserves this one. He says he's listened to the Beatles a lot lately, so here's a...
It's happy birthday. Spoiler, Alex.
No, it's not. You can't lie to the listeners like that. Okay.
Here we go. I'm gonna open up the story bucket for that one. Toss her in, throw her.
Oh, darling. Please believe me. I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. I could picture you bopping in your little cubicle to this until 9:30 p.m. no problem.
I was chair bumping in this little spinny chair in the studio.
She was. But yeah, so we don't have that much time left. Unless no one comes in, then we'll have another full hour.
I don't want to freak out.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, no one's ever coming after this show. So.
And we all know that the listeners out there want us, so like we can kick them up together.
We're up to 18.
We are. I've only ever gone down in listeners whenever I've done a show.
Okay.
Like when I started at 17, and then I went down to 12, and then I went down to 9. But today
we're just crushing the double digits,
and we're out here at 18.
Guys, keep up the good work. Tell your friends.
I'm out here every Monday night.
During school year,
every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Hey, we're hoping that's a prime time.
It was...
No, but think about them commuters out there. Us working professionals.
Yes.
We get the morning commute.
The 5 miles within the studio, they really are blessed with our voice.
Is that the whole range?
That's the radius, the 5 miles.
Gotcha.
Change your commute.
Yeah, to pass by the Tufts. It's nice and trafficy.
Mm-hmm. There's a really cute light.
Yeah, I agree.
He'll be sitting for a hot 20 minutes.
She is a cutie.
Yeah, okay, all good things.
So the next song request is from our very own Will Human, and I was
no last names, baby doll.
She's out here throwing addresses, so I'm not worried about that.
So my social security is...
I really don't know what to say. I'm sorry. I have a bad habit of using last names just as casually as first names. So
it's okay. Well, hit up our main boy, Will, on Twitter. He's got an electric feed.
I like this song.
So here we go.
As does Will Anonymous.
Perfect. All right, here we go, team.
Nervous laughter. Thank you.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what to do. And in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your tender hip and the way you like the daggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. Valerie. Did you have to go to jail? Put your house up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? Hope you didn't catch a team. Hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping anywhere. Change the color of your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine? As you were dodging all the time, are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your gentle head and the way you like the daggers. I want you to come on over. Stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over? Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your tender hair and the way you like the jacket. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie?
We're back, and so is an anonymous caller.
Mystery caller.
We really can't figure out.
Dun, 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 dun.
Announce yourself.
Hello.
What? Hello.
Hi.
See, I don't know who it is.
Is Rachel here?
Libretti? No, yeah. She's not.
OMG. That's who are you?
Who is this? So yeah, this is Mandy B. Libretti and I do the show during the year, but our main girl Libretti is sadly not in the greater Medford area this summer, so I hold down the fort with special guests every week. I've also held down the fort alone one time, which is a horrible monologue, and it, like, we'll never do that again.
That's where I have to step in.
Hi, Libretti.
Hi. Wait, Rachel!
Is this you, Rach?
Yeah, wait. Hi.
Hi, dear.
Oh my God, you actual weirdo.
How are you doing?
Guys, this is my girl.
Wait, no. And I'm here with Dylan Page.
Dylan Page? No yeah. Last names, fam. What is
it's my first name, okay?
It's Dylan. And his social security.
Del.
Oh my god, everyone is talking in the mics at once. We also have bird watching playing, so we get to.
It's because we're novices out here. We all scream at the mics. It's probably me because I have a superiority complex, and like that's it.
Paige always has to walk in the front of
DJ
the group.
DJ Peach Money.
Sorry, DJ Peach Money always has to walk.
Peach Money.
Peach Money.
Ooh. Oh, different.
It's a mix of everything she could ever hope for. Anyway,
yeah,
Dylan,
I do that.
Dylan is miming to me that Paige is his name. He owns the rights.
DJ Paige Money was my birthday.
Oh my god, Dylan, I'm so happy you're here on the show.
What a surprise.
I've only met Dylan once. We shared a meal together in good old Carmichael Hall, and it was a great time.
Guys, I feel collectively we dedicate the next song to Lucy. Lucy. Our dear friend, Lucy.
I know. I've broken another rule.
No cursing on the air, fam.
Sorry.
But yeah, Libretti, how is life not in the Medford area?
It's do, you know. I introduced that phrase to Dylan tonight, what do.
Yep.
Yeah. So we were talking about his recent lady friend, and in his case, it don't. I hope she's not tuning in.
Probably not. We have like 17 people.
No, we might be up to 20 at this point.
17?
No, Rachel, we are popping off tonight. Let me check.
Oh my god. Okay. Thank you so much to our loyal fans.
Looking at the counter.
Literally, they're the most loyal. Libretti and I. Sorry, everybody. We've lost three. We're at 15.
Guys, what happened?
I don't know.
I think we started talking.
Dylan, don't
go
say
back
that.
To Philly.
No, don't ever say that.
Oh my god, I'm a guest.
I will kill you
when I speak.
What, F Philly?
Yeah, no, she just said go back to Philly, but
she
you must
is
come
there,
here.
Though.
Yeah.
No, I feel like that's a fair insult. Like, go back to Philly. Like, and you mean it. Whenever someone does that to you, like,
Rachel, like, I need you to understand.
Fair.
We're here with Claude too.
Aw, Claude. Hi, Claude. Claude is one of our few morning listeners.
As three people, so
I
back
agree.
Up to 18. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. If everyone wants to get on their own personal device to listen, like in the same room, that would also be appreciated so we could get a better count.
Yeah, please do.
Oh, yeah, wait. I have my mom.
That's cheating. Just kidding.
I knew Libretti would be here for it.
No, we already had that going.
What's that how you did? Aw. Do you have any special requests, or do you want to text them in and we can queue up another song?
What are our special requests?
Yeah? Please, Dylan.
Oh, wait, my mom wants Sarah Vaughn. It's like gospel, I think.
Oh, no, that's excellent.
No, it's jazz.
What are we saying, Claude?
No, she wants jazz.
It's like a jazz ballad.
Oh, Sarah my God, Vaughn. That's... such the vibe, and if you're wondering what our vibe is, it's Lil Chat and Lil Music.
You know, I'll try anything once.
Sure. I don't, but I'll put it on right now.
We're
cute. Oh, Julian Casablancas?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'll cue up that
Sarah,
one. And then...
Play Sarah Vaughn first.
Wait, which one? Sorry, I can't hear that.
What's it called?
Let's speak into the phone, everyone.
Sarah Vaughn.
Oh my god, I know her from my jazz class.
Okay, good.
And which song do you want by her? Anything in particular?
There's like the top one on Spotify.
Yeah.
Okay, say no more. So they're all being queued up. And just text me the names of the songs that I couldn't quite hear. Alright, here we go, team.
Bye, lover.
Bye, babes.
Bye.
Miss
bye,
you.
Kiddo.
Bye.
Thanks for holding down the fort.
Of course,
I got you,
it's my
girl.
Absolute pleasure.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome. Haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and